This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right, we are right back. I do not want to waste any time. I want to get right to our good friend, Lauren Book. Dave, get me Lauren. Is she out there?
Hey, Jim. Lauren.
Hi. Dave. I got Lauren. Lauren?
Hey, Jim, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's
Happy Halloween.
Hey, now listen, I know that you go around all the time helping people become more informed about what the signs are that they as parents need to watch for. It's Halloween. Are there some special signs?
Well, there are actually some really important things that parents need to be aware of this Halloween to keep their kid, their ghouls and goblins, safe before they head on out for trick-or-treating tonight. I would ask all parents to check out the Florida Sex Offender Registry to check their neighborhood to find who is in their neighborhood. If there's a sex offender in their neighborhood, they need to know to avoid those houses.
Oh, good call.
And if there's a house that's not lit or with no decorations out, let's skip that house and go on to the next. It's a really important thing to be aware of when you're out with your little ghouls and goblins.
Oh, yeah. And everybody make sure that you hold their hands and keep them close and safe because you never know when the real goblins are around the corner. Now, Lauren, let's talk a little bit. You know, we've been talking a lot on the show about your license plate. I see that you've got the orders up over 300 now. At least three or four of those are from our family. My mom, Vivian, and I, we all pre-ordered. Tell us a little bit about what Romero is doing with you guys and the license plate.
We were so lucky to partner with Romero Brito to have him really bring our logo to life and create such a beautiful work of art for our license plate, the For Hope campaign, and we are so excited to pre-sell these vouchers. Once we sell 1,000 vouchers, we can actually go into production and we can get these license plates on cars. And so we're so appreciative of your For license plate and ask everybody to pre-order their voucher on our website, lawrencekids.org/plates, and do that because the sooner we get to those 1,000 vouchers, the sooner we can get these beautiful plates on cars.
All right, you firebrand. Now, let's talk a little bit about your mission at Lauren's Kids. It's to prevent sexual abuse through awareness and education and to help survivors heal with guidance and support. What's been going on over the last few months? I saw you were out in the Caribbean doing all kinds of speeches and presentations about this.
We were. We were out in Barbados for a week, teaching our Safer, Smarter Kids curriculum throughout the nation there, and it was a wonderful experience and really got to talk a lot about some of the laws that we've been able to pass here in the state of Florida through our legislative bodies, and really look at their laws and how we can implement some of the things that we have found make Floridians safer, and really got to go into classrooms throughout the country and talk about how to keep their kids safe. So it was a great opportunity there. We were in Canada for a week doing the same thing. So we've been doing a lot of travel. We've been having a lot of fun. We have some very, 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 very exciting news coming up that we will be able to announce on Monday that I can't wait to share with you guys. But we're totally not able, and I'm so, you know, want to share it. But as soon as Monday comes, I can't wait to share that news with you. It's going to be a really, really big, exciting opportunity for Lauren's Kids, and very excited about that. So we have a lot of great things coming up and very excited.
Well, make sure you email the link so that we can tweet it out to all our followers and get it retweeted by all the folks that we know that follow you and us that are concerned about our children. Now, I guess you were talking a little bit about the Safer and Smarter Kids curriculum that you just launched. What's that all about?
Well, we're currently in over 16,000 voluntary preschools and kindergartens throughout the state of Florida. This year, we're going to be rolling out our first through third grade curriculum in a pilot program and working on implementing the fourth and fifth and starting that middle school and high school in the following year. We've got really great initiatives and partners throughout the state of Florida in the educational world, and so we're very excited. We have a lot going on, and we're so proud to partner with you, and just thank you so much for the opportunity to come and share all about the work that we're doing.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We loved having you at the Richmond Heights Perrine Center, and I know we're trying to get another event scheduled there and others around the county and into Broward as well, and you're just terrific. And I wanted, since you mentioned that this curriculum is for the younger folks, that's when you talk about if your tummy isn't feeling well, you should tell somebody, right?
Well, that's part of it, but it's always that if you feel not quite right about an issue, if that little guiding voice inside is telling you, something's not quite right, I'm confused, icky, I'm going to tell my grown-up buddy, and that's something that is so important, and we weave throughout all of the different curriculums that we have. It's so important that children know how to access help and that they keep on telling until they get their two H's, which is helped and heard. And so it's really all about weaving that message throughout.
Now, your book is called It's Okay to Tell. What do you mean about that?
Well, you know, as you know, and most of your listeners know, from me being able to share my story in the past, I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse from the time that I was 11 years old until I was 16 at the hands of my female nanny. And people don't need to suffer as long as I do. They don't need to go through the anorexia, the self-mutilation that I did, the shame, the embarrassment, the guilt. It's really important that survivors know that it is okay to tell and that there are people who love and care about them and can help them with healing. And it doesn't matter at any point in time throughout your journey as a survivor, you can get free counseling here in the state of Florida, and we can provide you referrals anywhere in the state to get you the help and healing that you need.
Now, we talk about don't miss the signs. We've only got about 2 or 3 minutes left. I want to spend about a minute on what the signs they should look for, and I want to reiterate the ones about Halloween, and then I want to spend our last minute, which is you giving out the good phone numbers and emails people need.
Sure, absolutely. For younger kids, it's really important that parents look for some of those regressive behaviors. So if your child was completely potty trained and is now wetting the bed or having accidents, if they weren't sucking their thumb and now they're thumb sucking, those are some signs that something may be wrong. Unexplained bruises. For older children, again, unexplained bruises, gifts or money that you didn't give your child is a sign that somebody is giving them gifts. If a child was completely fine going with their Uncle Bill and now is totally afraid, there's something that they need to look forward to. Withdrawn behavior for a child that was normally very talkative and very out there, something that you need to be aware of. Again, for this Halloween, check that sex offender registry. If there's a house with the lights out, no decorations, skip it and go to the next. Have a flashlight. Have a safety plan with your kids. If they're a little bit older, have a route that they're going to go on. Make sure they have a cell phone. And for the younger ones, make sure they always have their mom and dads around with them. And so it's so important to have fun and have a spooktacular Halloween, but do that safely. And those numbers that people can call are our hotline, which is 1-877-LKID-01. They can report on our website, lawrencekids.org, or they can call the Department of Children and Families, and that's 1-800-96-ABUSE.
Lauren, of Lauren Book, of Lauren's Kids, we are all so proud of what you've done and for the ability to work with you and help you spread your message. It's one of the things that we enjoy. We've got sponsors like Publix on board with us, little youth groups all across the city asking us to bring you in. I can't wait to continue to expand our speaker series with you. Lauren Book, thank you so much. We look forward to your next appearance on our show.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon, and let's go Dolphins.
And stay safe. We'll see you at the game. All right. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to move into our next phase. We're going to talk about the Dolphin Cycle Challenge. We've got Michael Mandich. He's coming up next. And then at the turn of the hour, we're going to talk with Pascal Goldschmidt. He's the dean of the UM Medical School. He's the CEO of UHealth. He is there with Sylvester Cancer. We're going to talk about him, sponsoring him to ride in the event. And then we're going to talk about what's going on with UHealth. Back after this, Dave.
And I hope you like jamming too. And the rules ain't no vow. We can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through. Cause every